It's 5 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon in Chinatown. Dozens of volunteers are on a mission to survey as many homeless people as they can for the annual point in time count. I team up with nurse practitioner Christina Wang and Nicole Ward, an outreach worker with the Chow Project, a community health outreach program that works with the homeless population.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing the point in time. Have you guys heard of that? So we're doing a survey to see where people slept last night. Would you be interested in doing the survey?
Get some free goodies?
No.
No. Okay. That's all right. It's okay. It's all good.
You can still have some free goodies.
Yeah. Do you want a bag?
The man takes the goodie bag, but he won't be counted. These goodie bags are a hit and the biggest incentive to get people to do the survey.
Some feminine hygiene products as well. That's always asked for. Some toothbrushes and toothpaste. Food's always a draw. People are hungry.
That's
we
what
give
I was thinking.
McDonald's certificates. They love those.
After another dozen or so rejections, a 74-year-old homeless man who goes by the name Kipi Kili'i Kipi agrees to the survey.
Well, I'm a U.S. vet, came back from Vietnam, and most people don't really care about us, but I still can take care of myself.
Last night, he slept in Ala Park. He says he's been on the streets for 2 years.
I get my pension. Finally, but now I'm waiting for my housing.
Ward asks him basic questions like name, age, and ethnicity. This year, they've extended the survey to include questions on gender identity and intimate partners.
The partner violence is always very tricky to ask. They also ask if you're living with HIV or AIDS, which is a very personal question. So I think you have to establish a relationship.
You have to have the street cred.
But Ward and many other outreach workers I spoke with say recent sweeps of homeless encampments have really hurt their street cred. David Abbottball is the policy and contracts manager for the Chow Project.
So it has created a lot of mistrust, and I think it's kind of been making our jobs or our outreach workers' jobs a lot more difficult, because a lot less people are even willing to engage.
And it could have a bearing on the point in time count as well. Last year, the downtown Honolulu region accounted for more than a quarter of Oahu's homeless population. Leilani Maxera, program manager for the Chow Project, says timing is everything.
So even if that person had been homeless all this time and that one night they're in jail, they slept on someone's couch, they went to the hospital, so they can't do the survey. We can't count them because they didn't sleep outside that night. So, and what it means is the number is higher. The number of homeless people out there is higher.
For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.